Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Welcome. It is such a pleasure to be with you again today and to be on the program and making those connections and communicating and bringing guidance and wisdom from across the veil. It's one of those absolutely fabulous days. The sun shining in some areas, and we're having just such phenomenal weather here in Alaska. It's just been amazing. I hear that places in the lower 48 are actually getting worse weather than we are, and it's just one of those things that you never know how it's going to be. But it's just one of those glorious days, and it's just so exciting to be here sharing messages and sharing insight into what the guides or the masters wish to share with you, and maybe making connections with loved ones or those who have passed that are on the other side as well. You can hear us on BBS Radio on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You want to check that listing for the time in your local listening area to know when to tune in, so that if you want to make a call and maybe make a connection or get a question answered, we're here for that, and these are the times that we are here. And also, you can send me an email. I've received so many emails. I just absolutely love it. I love answering your questions and bringing in insight as well. So if you're not able to get through during the program, please feel free to send me an email. And that email is april@whitewolfapril.com. And we also have a network where you can join in and ask questions and see other feedback and maybe just read a list of some of the messages that have come in when we're not on the air and see if there's a message there for you. And that's acrosstheveil.ning.com. And that one, you do not want to put the www on it, because if you do, it says that it does not exist. So it is just strictly entering into your internet toolbar there, acrosstheveil.ning.com. And it's a great network, a great place to be able to communicate with people all over the world. There's folks that are local, there's folks that are from across the seas, there's people in the lower 48. So it's really a fun place to go and communicate and be able to see what's going on and maybe getting some messages and insight in other ways other than just through the programming here. They're telling me to share with you that it is a time for healing, that it is a time to draw in the healing that you are seeking. I have a feeling that there are a number of people, and I'm not sure if this is because of this flu that's going around or what the purpose of this message is that they're wanting me to share with you, but they're saying it's a time of drawing in healing. I had an email that came in last evening from a gal, and she and her son were fighting off some symptoms and some different things that could possibly be towards this illness. And we immediately started drawing in the energies and the healing power to balance that out, to give their bodies the ability to fight this off, to be able to overcome this. And this morning they have both woken and feel absolutely fabulous. And they're just so so grateful for having been able to push through that and not end up having it turn into being a worse thing other than an upset tummy and a little bit of a headache. And so those are what they're telling me to share with you, is to draw in that healing, draw in that energy of healing, allowing yourself to align with the divine energies that come with that. They're also saying that doing some immune building type of essential oils and herbals and maybe like a wellness herbal capsule are things that they've been showing me are so beneficial, are so helpful when we're working on fighting and combating some of these little viral and bacterial infections or illnesses that are out there. And they're saying it's time to gather our strength. It's time to gather our ability to push through. And we need to surround ourselves with that vibration of healing and that vibration of staying well and that vibration of wholeness. They've been really sharing that with me as I was beginning to prepare for the program and bringing in that just through using some of the things that are so natural and so easy for us to bring in. And then there's also the essential oils that we can use and applying those to our feet and around our ankles and around the places within the foot that are the pressure points that are going to help stimulate the organs to stay healthy and within the skin. And I'm also hearing that if there's someone who has or who suffers with nosebleeds, that they want me to share with you to use the essential oil of geranium. All you do with that is you put one little drop on the corner of a tissue, just a drop, that's all you need, on the corner of a tissue, and then you just hold that at the edge of your nostril and just breathe that in, and it will stop those nosebleeds instantly. I had a gentleman who I knew a few years back who would get severe, severe nosebleeds. And as we were talking one day, he said his nose had been bleeding and he had actually filled like two bath towels with the severity of this bleeding. And so I had taken him and I had said, picked him up and I said, I'm either going to take you to the emergency room or we're going to go ahead and I'll stop at the office and give you some of this geranium and you can try that. And he said, I'll try anything. So we took the geranium, put just a drop under the nostril, and he breathed it in, and by the time we could go the half a block from my office to the hospital at that time where we were located, the bleeding had completely stopped and they were feeling so much better. And he also then began, because he was a contractor, he began telling all the guys on the different job sites, you need to carry geranium with you in your first aid kits, because it does, it helps so much when you have a cut or when you have bleeding that doesn't want to stop. So they're wanting me to share that with the listeners, that geranium works absolutely wonderfully in helping when you're dealing with like a nosebleed or when you're working with like a cut. And just this week I had another gal who had contacted me about what could she do for a nosebleed with one of her children. And immediately the guides came forward and told me to tell her to get some geranium. And just like I said, even just sniffing the bottle, but you want to be careful that you wouldn't have any of what's dripping get on the bottle, because then it contaminates it. That's why I recommend that you put it on a piece of tissue and hold it there by your nose, and that's going to help with that problem. It's going to help the body begin to heal itself. And they're telling me we need to become more aware of this. We need to become more aware of this now being a time of healing, this now being a time of drawing in and using the things that are there for us to use, using the beauty of what is provided for us in natural man's, as well as, I'm not saying don't use your traditional medicine, because that is the farthest thing from what I would ever say. What I'm saying and what they're saying and they're showing me is that if we use the wisdom of adding supplements and we add complementary alternatives, that this is now the time to bring in that type of healing. This is now time to draw in ways that we're going to be able to stay stronger and we're going to be able to fight through some of the things that are coming up and some of the things that are happening on our everyday lives. And when our children are out and about, And they're in the schools, and we want to protect them, and we want to build up their immunity, and we want to help them stay healthy, because in the schools, we know that's one of the best places to pass off and hand off colds and the flus and things like that with one another, where if we give our children a hand lotion that has things in it, such as tea tree or lemongrass or lemon mixed into it, and it's their own little hand lotion that we give them, and they put on their hands before they go to school in the morning, and if the, you could put a little bit around their face, around there, just ever so lightly, you don't need to put it on heavy, it gives them that extra protection, that extra barrier that helps protect them from catching those things and from spreading those types of little things around. I had a grandmother who contacted me one time about her granddaughter. And the minute her granddaughter started going to school and started going back into daycare and those types of places, she was constantly fighting a runny nose and an irritating cough and things like that. And so they started giving us, make this little cream for her, something that she can put on her hands, and she rubs it on her arms in the morning before she goes to school, because then it absorbs into her system and it begins to create that protection barrier for her. And within doing that, within 2 weeks, she no longer is catching the different things that are being shared in the daycare and in the kindergarten that she's in. So she's excited with the awareness that we can do those little things, just those little itty-bitty steps that we can take that are going to help protect us. And we can do the same thing as adults. Make ourselves a little hand lotion using those essential oils and using those things that are there to work as a complementary alternative to helping promote our health. To right now, like I said, they're really saying this to me, is now is the time for health. Now is the time for healing. And they're saying, draw in the wisdom of the ancients, draw in the wisdom of the masters, so that we can know what it is that we can use that's going to help protect us, that's going to help put those barriers on our on and around our space, so that we're protected. When you use an essential oil, they are absorbed within the body within 7 seconds. So you can know that, like with that geranium oil, you can expect it to begin to do some fabulous work with your body, bringing in that healing and bringing in that protection that you need if you're in a rush and you're going out the door, or the school bus is pulled up and you're real quick trying to get that hand lotion on, or rubbing a little bit of lotion around their little noses. That's a way to start, and it doesn't take but just a quick little action, and we can help put a barrier of protection there. That's using the wisdom of the ancients. That's using the wisdom and the guidance of those that are sharing that old knowledge, that old form of healing, that old way of being able to take care of ourselves in a young, fresh, new way. And that's one of the things that we all can do, and it's such a simple step. It's just such a simple process. And one of the places that we can go to learn about that is finding out more about essential oils, connecting with different companies that have essential oils and that do essential oils. And we have an essential oil company called Soltara, S-O-L-T-A-R-A, essences.com. And you can find out information there as well. But I'm not trying to promote that over any other oil company, because all the essential oils that are done with the medicinal grade are really excellent, the therapeutic grades, for helping us to maintain that health. Also using herbs, using the natural product in the plant, and using some of the things that are, you know, edible, you want to use them in your foods, or making a tablet, or making a tincture, or hydrosols. There's so many different ways that you can use all of these different things, but they're really sharing with me the importance of understanding and knowing that we can take care of ourselves, and we can start fighting some of these battles through preparation, through prevention, doing some preventative care ourselves, and being able to draw in that protection, and being able to do those type of things when we're wanting to take care of ourselves, when we're wanting to keep ourselves healthy and holding on to the health and the wellness that is ours, that is rightfully ours. They're saying, they're just really kind of have brought this message into me in such strength of understanding we have a right to remain healthy and to remain strong and to remain in tune with our bodies in that way. I see I have a caller. Lisa, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine. I just was just about done sharing that message, so we were perfect.
Okay. I just have a question about, and I know this question is premature, but I want to know when it is that I'm going to have my first child.
Okay. I'm actually seeing that you have been trying for a little bit, correct?
Well, no. Not really. Okay. I'm not in a
okay.
relationship.
You're not in a relationship?
No.
Okay. What they've been showing me is that you have been trying for a period of time to get pregnant. I don't know what they mean by that, so I'm just going to give you that information and tell you to put that in your back burner of your mind and that you may actually understand it down the road here, because when they bring in messages like that, they might not seem like they fit, but eventually you're going to see it. Something's going to trigger a memory or something's going to come up that you're going to understand this.
Okay.
I actually was not getting a hit on saying to Owen, you know, in 6 months you're going to get pregnant or in a couple years you're going to get pregnant. What I was getting was that you have been trying. So I'm beginning to feel like this is, it almost feels like this is an awareness that seems more important to you than finding a relationship.
Well, no, it's just something that I wonder about.
Okay.
Actually more important than the mace, but it is something
okay.
that I wonder about.
I'm not getting a specific time frame, and I guess maybe it's a part of who you are and you may be pulling that in from a different level.
Yeah.
I can't say, for some reason I keep hearing 2 years. I don't know if that's associated with that or if that's an association with where you're going to make a change in your life. I'm hearing 2 years to share the number and the information of 2 years with you. You may want to just kind of put that in your memory banks as well, but I'm hearing something about 2 years. You've had no children?
No, none. But I do actually think about them a lot. Like, oh, I wonder what my child's going to be like. And I haven't been physically planning it, no.
Okay, but in your wording that, okay, they're kind of guiding me a little bit now to help you. In your wording of that and in your thought process of that, it's creating the desire.
I see.
And so that's what they're saying and that's what they're showing me, is that you are kind of beginning to, try to think how to word this, you're kind of birthing that desire into reality, which is something that you're creating within your space and within your environment around you energetically.
I got you. I understand what you mean.
Okay. So I understand a little bit now, a little bit better of what they were saying about, you know, something you were planning when we couldn't think of a way that you were thinking about it. Sometimes again, that's why we have to talk a little bit sometimes to see what it is they're actually trying to show to me. You're not in a relationship right now, but I feel like there's a gentleman in your space.
Yes, there is.
Okay. Because I don't think that you feel that it's an official relationship, but this gentleman is very much a part of who you are.
Yeah.
And so once again, I'm hearing the 2 years. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I'm also hearing, for some reason, they're bringing in a lot of message and a lot of information and about healing right now. And one of the things that you may want to do is draw in some energetic balancing within the sacral area of your body. Because as we're talking, I'm kind of feeling the energy field around your body, because that's one of the ways, when you ask about pregnancy, it's one of the places I have to find it, is through the energetic body. And as I'm scanning it, there's a little bit of an imbalance there. There's a little bit of a, what could kind of make for a problem if you were trying to get pregnant. Like if you'd called and said, I've been trying for 5 years to get pregnant and I can't get pregnant, I would pretty much focus on and say to you, it's this little hot spot that I'm seeing going on in the sacral.
And it's just some, the sacral.
It is, you have your root, which is the first, and then the second one, which is just about 4 finger lengths below the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
That one right there is an area where you want to bring in some balance, and you want to bring that chakra point into balance, and as you're doing that, letting go of anything that may have wanted to put a little bit of a blockage in there, or a little bit of a hold it back. And those kind of things that can come in that can do that can even be so simple as somebody making a comment to you when you're a little kid that we just stuff within ourselves, like, oh, you're not pretty, or you're too fat, or you're too skinny. Those are the kind of things that we kind of stuff in there sometimes, and that can create a blockage in the flow of energy.
Yeah, I've been working on this one for a while now. I think it's like, I don't know, in my opinion, I feel like this is a part of what it's being called the ascension process. It's some residual energy that's stuck there that I'm not necessarily conscious of completely, but I'm aware that it's stuck there.
Right. So it's within the cellular level of your body. And I am I've got over 3,500 hours in energetic type of healing modality training, and I've actually developed a healing modality that's called White Wolf Energy Emerging Healing Modality. And in that, we address all those different levels, and that's why when we connected, I could see it right away, because that's something I do every day with clients and I work with clients on. And the best advice that I would give to you is when you're laying down and you're relaxing and you want to release that and let go of it, if you take both of your hands and just kind of lay them on that sacral there, and that chakra point, and visualizing it spinning in a clockwise direction. Now, for you, clockwise would seem like you're going counterclockwise, because it's when people look at us and the chakra points are spinning like the hands of a clock, that's the clockwise direction that we're going. So we're actually going, if our heads were 12 o'clock and our left arms were 3 o'clock and down to where the root is the 6, you're going to go from 12 to 3 to 6. So you're going to want to do that, and all while you're doing that, you're going to hear things that are going to come up in your mind. You're going to hear, you know, little old statements that may have, you may think, oh my gosh, how could that even be related to that? But the minute you hear that, you want to allow it to be released from that energy level of your body. You want to just say, pff, go away, and don't hold on to it. The little insignificant things that are come up are things that I have seen when working with clients, and we'll talk about it. And as they come up, I tell them, if you visualize the messages that's coming up as going on a grease board that's kind of in the sky over your body, and you put it there, and you acknowledge it, and you say, yeah, right, okay, that's gone. We're not going to deal with that anymore. I'm letting it go. It's like erasing the ownership of that off of that grease board.
Got it.
It's really simple to do, and it makes going through the process of bringing that healing and that balance into your body super simple, super easy.
I have one more question.
Sure.
I'm going to do that exercise. Do you feel that if I do this and continue to do these exercises, because I've been working on this for a while, do you see this actually completing itself soon?
Yes. Yes, I do. There's some other things that I would recommend that you do as well along with this. And what I would say is, because I kind of want to work with you on this in a little bit more of a private manner, if you send me an email to april@whitewolfapril.com, I will send you a couple more of the exercises that you can do, things that you can actually actively take part in on your own, you know, like at night when you're gearing down and that type of thing. And if you do that, yes, I definitely see that that'll make a change.
Great. I will do that. I will definitely email you. Thanks a lot, April.
Uh-huh. You have a great evening.
Me too. Bye.
Thanks for your call. Bye-bye. I see that I have another caller, Connie. This is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April.
Hi.
I was wondering if, well, actually, I guess where I want to go with this is I'm 50 years old and I am feeling some like major changes coming on, and I'm not sure where to go with it. I was wondering if you've seen anything.
Okay, some life changes, as in life changes, as in physical.
I'm feeling like it's going to be dramatic, but yet I don't feel prepared.
Okay, are you looking at the dramatic being on the emotional level or on the physical level?
I think it's more physical.
Okay, because that's what I was hearing at first, but I'm also seeing some emotional coming up with
spiritual.
That. One of the things that I'm hearing, because I am hearing emotional, that as have you had your 50th birthday or you're approaching your 50th? Okay, you to celebrate that turning point. They're telling me to tell you to celebrate that turning point in time. So I don't know how long ago your birthday was, but what I would recommend is go back and actually honor it and celebrate it in some manner.
Okay, I wasn't real fond of turning 50.
I know I was.
I could try to develop a better attitude.
But they want you to embrace that. They want you to embrace that movement forward, that it's kind of like the energy of it that feels like it. It's kind of like you went from being the mother to being the grandmother energy, and they don't mean that as in a bad thing, okay? They don't mean that that switches that way. But the change that comes from that also then puts us into a change within our life process of how we see things and how we can express things out. That, I think, is what you're feeling on the spiritual level.
Okay.
That you're kind of moving from being the daughter to being the mother with wisdom. And that's kind of what they're showing me. It's like that was a switching point for you. It was a pivotal point for you to make that.
My oldest grandchild just turned 18. So, yeah, I can get to feeling pretty old.
And it's not the age at all. It's the wisdom that you're gaining from that age, from that wisdom. There's something about it, too, when you came over, when you were born this lifetime, that they're saying that you set into motion with that 50th birthday. That's one of the reasons why it didn't feel like it fit so well. Like when you had that 50th birthday, it just didn't feel like that birthday fit.
Yeah.
And that's what they're saying. It was something you brought in with yourself because it is a point in time where you are making that change. You are making that switch within your space, within your reality of who you are as a person.
Okay.
Hence, the physical change that's going to come in from that, too, is sometimes you're going to feel a little bit drawn out. Sometimes you're going to feel a little bit more tired. Sometimes you're going to be very impatient with, I don't like the word they're giving me, with the ignorance of youth.
Okay.
And those are all things that are being a change for you, because maybe back before this birthday, they didn't seem like they were quite ignorances that were happening, the occurrences that are. But now that you're on the other side of that number, you're looking back and seeing like, oh my gosh, you guys, we just need to get this figured out. That type of energy comes with it.
Uh-huh.
And the physical, they're saying, once again, they're really pulling on the healing aspects of this program, which I think is interesting. They're also saying that now is a time to start adding some supplemental nutrition into your diet, eating more of the greens, bringing in vitamin K, and I don't usually talk about this on the air, so bringing in more of the things that are going to kind of boost your system up. You're also needing to increase your protein intake.
Okay.
That's going to help the physical body when it wants to feel like it's really kind of feeling sluggish. It's going to help you because with that stepping through that, they're showing me that it's actually like stepping through an open window, that on one side of the window was being in the 40s and on the other side of the window is you're starting on this absolutely fabulous new exciting adventure.
Great. I need one.
Are you, do you have a partner?
Yes, I do.
That relationship has made a new switch too, has it not?
Maybe somewhat a little. Things are different, but.
They're showing me that there is a difference in the relationship now. It's not, and I don't like this word, it's not an old comfortable shoe, but you're reaching a point of comfort within that relationship.
Yes, very, very definitely.
I trust this
person with everything.
Right, and that's that switch through that window that you took. Prior to this, you probably couldn't have said that. You probably were a little bit, there was something that would kind of trigger different things within you that didn't make the relationship a comfortable old shoe.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's part of that shift that they're showing you, showing me that they're giving to you, is that shift of awareness of your life changing, your life patterning changing. Celebrate it. They're saying celebrate it. Tell her to celebrate it, that this change in the switch is actually a celebration.
All right.
Don't look at it as, oh, my God, I just turned 50. I did. I looked at it that way, and all my kids were like, no, you don't, Mother.
Yeah. When my oldest granddaughter started driving, now the third one's on its way, it scared me to hell. It was like, oh, my God, you can't do that. I'm not ready. You know, it's like, I'm not that old. You cannot be that old.
and realize that, but celebrate that step from being
young. I understand, the whole vitamin thing and stuff too, because I am a cancer survivor, and I'm in my 10-year reunion also.
Yay! Congratulations.
Yeah. But, you know, I have been just going nuts on what I really need to be doing as far as vitamins and stuff like that.
And just starting to build yourself up, but keep that strength up. Keep that protein level is really important for you.
Okay.
Because I'm hearing that once again. And bringing in the different vitamins as well.
Okay. All right. Well,
go celebrate that birthday again, and we'll talk to you again. Have a great evening.
You too, and thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I see I have another caller on the line. Pat, this is April. Go ahead.
Hey, April. How are
you?
Hey,
how are you? I'm wonderful.
Good.
How about you?
Good, thank you. Thanks so much for all your help with the oil.
Good.
And also you helped me, as you know, in the past with this woman that I was having problems with, and your warning was just really saved my hide. I've actually been able to get quite a bit of stuff back from her. I feel like I'm done. But she keeps reaching out and saying glorious things about me and on and on and on. And I would like your insight again. Is it still manipulative and coming from a dark place? I'm trying to use my intuition. She is so seductive with her words that I start to get fooled, but I think you'll tell me that nothing has changed.
What I'm actually feeling on this is, yes, that not much has changed on her part, but what we have done through the uniting of our energies and through after I had visited with you and that type of thing, I had actually gone in and done some love, light, and healing energy to go between that relationship for you. And as I did that, I asked that only kindness be expressed back to you. And I'm really pleased to hear that you got some of your items back and, you know, and a lot of the things that were there. So what I also want to say is, yes, she's still very cunning. She has, I'm almost seeing like a slinking cat, that kind of motion going on within her. But part of what she's doing and what she's saying is because we're not accepting that she's going to throw out any negativity to cause you harm.
Mm-hmm.
that's what is going on. I still am going to say to you, do not trust her. The energy that I feel around that is still a case of, and if you are around her and if you do spend time with her and if you do visit with her, do it in a manner where you have got yourself very protected, that you've drawn in your bubbles of protection, your bubbles of love and light and that type of thing, so that she can't penetrate, so that she can't come in and bring deception in that you can't see.
Thank you. Yeah, my intuition was to just, it's been done with nice words, now cut it, and that's the end, so thank you.
That's definitely what I would do, is if it were me and if I were dealing with the situation kind of like what you're dealing with, I would say, okay, I feel like I'm done. I feel like I've accomplished and gotten back what I needed back. I'm going to send her off with love, light, blessings, healing, and let her go forward within her life blessed.
Great,
but
thank you.
I feel that it's healthy for me to go off on my own direction in another manner.
Well, your help, I can't tell you, you know, what this has saved me. Quick question, do you see a relationship, a love relationship soon?
Not coming for a couple years.
Okay.
That there's some things that you're working on within your own, they're saying within your own balance and within your own spiritual awakening, that are going to need to finish coming into fruition. Once that's into fruition, you're going to find the perfect partner who's going to line up with much of what you believe in and what you feel.
Do you see me moving before that?
I think we have talked about this before, haven't we, that you're kind of in a place of really wishing you could be in another location.
Yeah.
They're saying you can draw it in. They're saying that there is no reason why you cannot pull in, draw in the blessed place that you need. And that's the exact words that they're saying, the blessed place that you need.
Would I still be protected with state assistance for insurance, health insurance?
If you draw it in and you make it for that all falls within how you present it. It all falls within how you do the work on bringing that into yourself. And if it's the case of, I still need to be able to receive my assistance, but I need to be in a better location, I need to be in a better house, I need to be, you know, and just put it out there and ask the angels and ask your guides and ask the masters to help lead you, and even ask them, help me know how to ask for my new place properly. They're going to give you that blessed new location.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks so much. I love you, and your help is just phenomenal. Thank you.
Well, thanks. You have a great night.
You too. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As we were talking about healing, it's been such a strong message, this program, of understanding the healing that's rightfully ours. They're saying healing, it is the time for healing. It is the time for moving forward. It is the time for becoming well and becoming balanced. And there are so many little exercises that you can do that seem really like, oh, I need to do this big, wonderful, outrageous thing, when in reality it's just something so simple as bringing a balance back into your energy field. If you are a listener who has something that you feel is blocked and you feel it is something that's just, you're not breaking through it, that you've spent a lot of time trying to work on, and I'm feeling it, somebody has some heart issues that they've really been trying to work through and you're just having a problem with that, pop me a quick email and just say, hey, April, I have something going on in the heart and I need some exercises that I can do that are going to help me be able to get on that right path to healing and allowing myself to let go of some of the grief. There's somebody who's holding on to a tremendous amount of grief in their heart. They've lost a loved one that just has really created a hole of grief within your heart. Send me an email and ask me and tell me, you know, that you need an exercise on how to move through a blockage of, and a few things that might be an outline of what's going on. I will be more than happy to email back to you ways that you can do that and ways that you can get yourself going on a path of wellness and a path of wholeness, not only using some of the other supplements and bringing in some of the vitamins, but also things and exercises that we can do within ourselves that's going to put us into that health awareness. I see I have another caller. Brittany, go ahead. This is April.
Hey, April.
Hey.
My mom is kind of in like a dream state and she can't get out, and I'd like to know why her focus isn't nearly as sharp.
Okay. So had she laid down for a nap?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. What she's going to need to do is she didn't finish out a process of where she was at, so she needs to lay back down. She needs to lay back down for a few minutes and just kind of allow herself to go back into that state and completely reintegrate back within.
Okay.
And if she's not able to do that at this point in time, have her do some breathing exercises where she plants her feet about shoulder width apart. And as she's breathing up through the energy of the earth, bringing up that energy up through her body, bringing it into an awakening and awareness state.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Little things like that can happen. There are times we can actually be in dreams. I'm still a little bit connected with her energy. That's why I'm kind of feeling a little bit more I need to share on that. Sometimes we can actually get into a state where when we wake up that we don't necessarily totally integrate back within ourselves, or we're still connected with maybe a message that we were receiving through dream state or through something that they were showing us within dream state, and it can kind of take that cognizance a little bit off balance. Bringing protein is another thing that she may want to do. She may want to eat something, have a protein drink or something along that line that'll help bring that in, or a handful of nuts. So if you guys are listening to the program, that's something you might want to suggest that she does, is bring in some protein, bring in some more awareness. Feels like she's kind of caught in a loop, kind of like a record player that just keeps skipping over and over again, that there was information that she was getting that she wasn't ready to be done getting, but she woke up before that was the timing. So that's what I'm feeling on that, and I hope that you're listening and you can hear a few more of the suggestions that they're giving you on that. And if not, I believe I know this young woman who called. I will send an email and confirm it with her as well, that she can do a few more extra things for her mother. I believe I know who this is. I'm not positive, though. As we were saying, surrounding ourselves with this energy of healing and drawing in healing and drawing in that balance. Balance, balance, balance is so important, bringing in that focal point of balancing who we are in our reality within our time and space and within where we're at. I have a message that's for a Caroline. They want me to tell Caroline that she is in a position where she needs to step forward with confidence. She needs to step forward with the awareness and the light of the information that they are giving to her without question. They're saying that, Caroline, you tend to question everything that they give you, and then you catch it just before the moment of it passing. They're saying, no, it's now time for you to step into the awareness of that and to accept that information that you know that you know that you know that you know. Allow yourself the right and the opportunity to do that. I'm also hearing there is somebody who needs to change the people or the environment whereby which they're spending time. They're saying that you are surrounding yourself with the type of people who are draining your energy, who are draining that life force away from you, that it is time to change that, and you need to draw in more positive people and go into more positive directions, go into a more positive environment, a more positive place. There's somebody else who has an opportunity that has been offered to them, and you almost feel like you need to pinch yourself. You almost need to, you feel like, oh my gosh, I need to pinch myself. How could I possibly have accomplished this? How could I possibly have had this? how could this have possibly happened for me? And you're in that place because it is such a fantastic and such an awesome thing that has happened. And they want me to tell you that this has happened because you deserved it, because you have worked hard to be in this place, because you have worked hard to be in the place where you deserve to be. And this is a gift. This is something that they have given to you, that they have an opportunity to share with you. And they're saying it's time for you to open up your buckets of receptivity and allow yourself to receive it. Allow yourself to have this. Allow yourself to be blessed. Stop feeling like it's you don't deserve it because you do. They really want you to realize that it's yours. It's for you. It's there for you. You deserve it. You've worked very hard for this opportunity. Step forward with it with confidence. Know that this opportunity that was presented to you, it is something that you have wanted and you have dreamt of for years. And now that it's in front of you, you're standing there going, what? Oh, my gosh, how could that be? How did I ever get that to happen? Da-da-da-da-da. It's because of the desires of your heart and the purity of your intent for that. Accept this opportunity with open arms because you deserve it and because it's yours. I have somebody who is in a relationship with someone or is entering into a relationship with someone, and they want you to know that this is a soulmate type of relationship, and this relationship, you do not want to force it. You want to allow this relationship to happen so that they can show you the purpose. Go with the purpose slowly. Don't hinder the progress by pushing it. Don't try to make it happen. Diane, this is April. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. Thank you, April. That was such a good message. I wish it was for me.
Which one?
Loved ones. With the romantic partner that's coming in.
Yeah.
Do I have one coming?
Yes, you do. And I believe this message may have very well been for you, that there is a soulmate relationship that's coming for you.
Boy, would that be good. I know, as you're saying it, I'm beaming, thinking, what good timing to call you.
It was funny because I started getting the message, and all of a sudden your name came up on the screen, and I thought, oh, I think this is for her.
You know, and I always have questions on love. Can I ask you another quick question?
Sure.
I was, every morning I walk and I hike, and for some reason I turned and I twisted my leg, and the pain, I don't know, I don't know why I did that. I don't know if it's a mental thing that I turned and twisted, but I so enjoy my walks, and I haven't walked in now 4 days.
Okay.
You need to
get a hold of some arnica cream.
Oh.
They're telling me to tell you to get some arnica cream and that you want to massage that into that area on your leg. If you can't get a hold of some arnica cream, you might be able to get a hold of like an arnica oil. That's an infusion that would be something you could rub on there, kind of like a lotion. And that they want you to start moving again, and they want you to start doing again, but they want you to do it very slowly and with gentle care for yourself.
Good. Okay.
There's also, because of the way that you twisted, you want to kind of do a counter twist. So like if you're standing and say you're walking and you twist kind of to the right, they're saying that you need to counter twist in that same position, but kind of counter twist to the left and stretch that out. Putting a little bit of resistance to going to the left is going to help stretch out that which you've tightened up in there.
I love that. Oh, do I love you. God, thank you so much, April. This is perfect.
Not a problem.
I really need to hear that.
You have a great night.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. It's so cute. It was so wonderful. I heard this message about that relationship come in, and I looked on the screen, and there's her name, and it was just as if they were saying, this is for her, this is for her, let her have this moment. That is so neat. I love it when they make connections that way. Wanda, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
This is the first time I've ever listened to your show, and I figured, let me call in and see, what happens. But anyway, the past 11 years have been extremely difficult, and I've been doing a lot of inner work, letting go of anger and feeling good about myself and letting go of guilt that I really had no reason to feel. But in any event, I think I've done a lot of work, and I'm feeling much better. But I'm just curious as to what I can look forward to, if there's still more work for me to do, or will things start to change for me now, or what? Because it's been pretty rough.
Yeah. What I'm hearing on this is that the inner work that you've been working on has begun to create a powerful state of being for yourself. They're saying that this has begun to put you into a powerful state of reality, that you are still going to go through different things because that's part of your path this lifetime, is to work through some of the stuff that you haven't been able to work through in other lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that you believe in other lifetimes, because that's what they're telling me to tell you.
Absolutely. I just wish I knew what.
And they're just saying that you are going to go through this. It is part of your process and part of your path this lifetime. But having an awareness of that is going to make some of those bumps a little bit easier to handle, because you're going to be able to look at it and you're going to be able to pass through it quicker because of your awareness of, ah, I got it. I'm healing something from the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to spend a whole lot of time on it, because I can send the energy of healing back there and let that energy of healing heal it.
Okay.
And that's going to help you be able to move through that a little bit quicker and a little bit less traumatic. Let's use that word, because they're kind of using the trauma-drama statement with me. They're saying this is going to help you to be able to pass through that just a little bit quicker, just a little bit easier, having the awareness of this is something that you have come in to heal and you have come in to do.
Yeah, because that's what I've been working on these past 11 years, a lot of emotional trauma, and I've been letting go and healing and forgiving myself and others and...
And the situations as they've come up. And a lot of that, like I said, I'm really seeing a lot of past situations that weren't completed, that you're actually in completion cycle of in this lifetime, which makes it feel like it's a trauma-drama.
Okay.
And they're also wanting me to let you know that they will give you a reprieve, that there is going to be a time period where you're actually going to be able to sit back and go, okay, I'm going to gather up the troops within myself again. I'm going to gather up my strength within myself again, and then be able to move forward, and you're going to be able to move forward with a lot more confidence. They're also wanting me to tell you that the cycle of anger has stopped.
Mm-hmm, yes, yeah.
That you don't have to get drawn back into that cycle any longer, that cycle has actually stopped. It's gone its full cycle. It's done its thing. And that's going to give you some peace within yourself to have that awareness.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And also what I'm seeing is you're actually going to start doing some work through the channels of self-love, of looking unconditional self-love, mm-hmm. where you're able to have that self-love within yourself that says, I love myself enough that, and we can put up those healthy boundaries. They're really showing me the healthy boundary situation.
Yes, I've been working on that, yes, a lot.
They're really showing me that as a part of who you are and as where you're at right now in your path. So what I'm going to say is, with them showing me that information, do some balance work within the heart, doing that, moving the energy in a clockwise direction, clockwise being your head 12, your left shoulder 3, the root 6. You want to go that direction, bringing in that balance into that heart chakra, and all while you're doing that, holding that level and that mindset of unconditional love, that total unconditional love. And it's going to start really, what I'm seeing happening as you're doing that, is I'm seeing some of these old scars of the guilt and of the anger and of those different things that you've been working on so hard to get rid of, it's actually going to take the energetic, the etherical scarring of that out of your body.
Okay. Now, you said work on my heart chakra in a clockwise position, my head being 12 and...
your left arm is 3. So okay. You're actually going, it, what would almost seem like if you were looking at it like clock, counterclockwise,
mm-hmm.
but if somebody were looking at you, they're seeing it as the clock going clockwise.
Okay.
And by doing that, it brings it into the positive vibration that you need. As you're doing this and as I'm seeing it, I'm actually seeing them bringing in what almost appears to be like a heavenly salve that they're actually giving you within your hand as you're doing that through that love that's bringing in that healing of those old scars. Because I'm seeing it's basically old scars that are creating a tightness within you that are creating some of those little bit of things that make you kind of wonder, am I through with this process?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all true. Well, thank you so very much.
Thanks for your call, and you have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Well, this has been a fabulous show and program and the messages that have come through and the phone calls I have so enjoyed, and I have so enjoyed spending time with you on the program today. And as we're approaching the top of the hour, I want to say if you didn't get through or if you have something that has come up, send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com. And there's also the acrosstheveil.ning.com, which is a social network site that you can ask questions and you can read about messages and those type of things that could be coming up as well, and empowering our lives and moving forward with our lives. And it has been fabulous, and I will be back with you on Monday, and we'll be sharing more messages of insight, love, and guidance. And until then, have an absolutely blessed, fabulous weekend, and may your life be blessed with happiness, love, joy, and peace.